We will now open the committee to testimony on House Bill 1173, which establishes the South Dakota Statehood Day as a working holiday. Representative Junkie.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, honorable members of the State Affairs Committee here in the House.
Ladies and gentlemen, please direct your attention to Representative Junkie.
I am Representative Kent Junkie, and I bring you House Bill 1173, which, like Mr. Chairman stated, establishes South Dakota Statehood Day. I bring this forth for Plum Creek Rural School, and they are here to testify, and due to time, I will keep my comments short, and I'd like to make a little commentary at the end of the discussion.
Thank you, Representative Junkie. Further proponents of House Bill 1173. If we have a, could you get a couple more chairs up here, please, so everybody can sit?
They're only going to be here a second, and then I'll testify.
So. Okay. Good morning, and welcome.
My name is Toyela Fortune, and I am a fourth grader at Plum Creek School in Haakon County. Our whole school is here today. There are only four students this year and one teacher. This is my brother, Trey.
Nice to be here. Please pass our bill. 1173.
Who is in the second grade? Luke O'Day, who also is in the second grade.
Nice to be here. We're learning about South Dakota.
And Cody O'Day, and he is in the third, and he is a third grader.
It's nice to be here, and we want every student to know about South Dakota and the day that it became a state.
We are here today to ask you to consider Bill 1173 and to turn it into a state law. Last year, as a part of a study of South Dakota, our teacher, Ms. Nettie, asked us a question each morning, and we'd have to have the answer by the next morning. One of these questions was, on what date did South Dakota become a state? It took me all day to find out the answer. My classmates and I called friends, relatives, and no one knew. We finally found the answer in an encyclopedia. It started us thinking about why no one knew such an important date. We are proud to be from South Dakota, and along with that pride, we feel that education and awareness is also important. To observe the day that South Dakota became a state would lead to other students all over the state knowing this day and hopefully creating an interest in how and why we got to be South Dakota. We would like this day to be observed so that future generations will not forget the importance of the past. Our teacher has taught us that even one person can make a difference. Well, there are four here today, and we would like to make a difference in our state. Thank you for your time, and please pass the bill 1173.
Thank you very much. Further proponents of House Bill 1173. Good morning.
Good morning. Does anyone here know what date, or did anyone know what date South Dakota became a state before you read this bill? Can anyone honestly answer me?
I did.
Did you know? Does anyone here, or did anyone know before, how long we were a territory before we became a state?
About 27 years.
28. Very good. You get an A today.
I was talking to those kids back there.
Can anyone tell me why it was divided into north and south instead of east and west?
With we're trying to get that changed, by the way.
We'll go back to that discussion.
Perhaps.
Perhaps next year my students and I will start a new bill. Hello, my name is Jeanette Reedy, and I am a teacher. This short history lesson is part of my job. Education is my job, but it is also much more than that. It is a responsibility that includes courage, honesty, dignity, and a certain amount of toughness. These are some of the same characteristics on which our state was founded and continues to thrive to this day. I am also a cowboy poet, and I entertain in places all across the Midwest. When I meet people who have come to listen to me entertain, I stick out my hand, I say hello, and I say where I'm from. If they don't get to meet me in person, I tell them from the stage where I'm from. It's in all of my poems. I'm proud to be from South Dakota. I'm proud of where I live. 2 years ago, I became a teacher at my advanced age, and I accepted my first teaching assignment at Plum Creek School in Haakon County. This is north of Phillips, 60 miles on Highway 34, 60 miles straight west from Pierre, and 37 miles north of Phillip. I drive out there every day from Pierre, just in case you're wondering about my dedication. As part of our regular teaching curriculum, I also included last year an extra study of our state. My students learned why people came here, they learned the hardships that they were facing, and they learned why they stayed. We called grandparents and older neighbors to answer some of our questions. We dug through old books for stories and information. We called local people who held county positions and board seats. We got everyone we could think of involved in our study on South Dakota and for the search of that history. Not one of them could tell us when South Dakota became a state until they went and looked it up. We came to Pierre on our field trip last year, and we met Representative Junkie and Jensen and Senator Koskin. I had 8 students last year, and our trip to the Capitol was more memorable by the attention that these two representatives and senator gave my students. We went back to school, and we continued our lessons on South Dakota. The question that kept coming to mind was why isn't there already in place a recognition? Why isn't it already there? They couldn't answer it either. So we decided that as our small school, that maybe we could make a difference in South Dakota. Maybe we could make an awareness of the day that we became a state. And in that awareness, instill some pride, some understanding, and maybe an interest in our history. Our children slide through school sometimes, as some of us know, without a great deal. This year there was included in the curriculum in the Haakon County school system is a 5th grade study of South Dakota. It came one little book with no instruction manual. It's all we get. We would like you to please consider this bill. We're new at this. This is the first time we've ever been here, but please consider our bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Would you please remember to register and also have the students register? There's a sign-up sheet in the back so we can record your testimony. We'll have, okay, thank you, Representative Junkie. Further proponents of House Bill 1173. Any further proponents? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it up to anybody who dares oppose this bill. Any opponent testimony? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to opponent testimony and open it up for questions and answers. And I do have a question. Why are we north and south and not east and west? Please come up and...
That is a question that no one has been able to answer, from the governor to the guy that sweeps downstairs.
Well, next year we'll expect you to come back and answer it. Any questions from the committee, Representative Glensky?
I have a question. I'm sorry, I don't know who can answer it. My question is, are there any financial implications by designation of a working holiday?
I can answer that. We did this a couple of years ago at Bill of Rights Day, and the answer is no.
Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, I will allow Representative Junkie 2 minutes for further commentary. If you'd just sit up at the table, please.
The teacher said they came last year after the bill filing deadline and visited with all three of us, and it impressed me that a one-room country school would be interested in the process at that age. I told them it was beyond the deadline. There was no use hoghousing something like this. So I said, if reelected, we would bring it forth, and I kept it on my notes. And when we got reelected and when I got down here, I called them and said, were they interested? I had it drafted, called them and said, go with it. So I dumped it in, and I am impressed that they had the interest in government at that age. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have a couple bills up. I was wondering if Representative Yonke could coordinate my testimony for the bills.
The line forms at the left, and I'm first in line.
You would have to talk to them.
We will open the committee hearing to discussion and our action, and who would like
Mr.
to make
Chairman.
A new pass motion? Actually, I think as a matter of respect for Representative Yonke.
I'd like to make a due pass.
And Representative Junkie moves due pass. Representative Dunafin seconds the due pass motion. Discussion on the due pass motion. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just want to make a note and a commendation to Representative Junkie for actually being able to speak in favor of one of his bills for a change.
Whoa.
That was cool.
Thank you. Yeah, I had another experience in trying to table my own bill yesterday. I'm getting an education in legislative procedure also.
Representative Dunafin.
Mr. Chairman, well, I've been here, this is my seventh year, and I'm not sure I've ever heard as articulate and as moving a testimony as some of our youngest citizens came here today, and I commend them.
Representative Glinski.
Mr. Chairman, before voting on the due pass, my question about the financial implications was not financial implications for the state of South Dakota.
Yeah, we understand.
It does also
yes.
apply to understand. Businesses and individuals.
Yes. It is a working holiday. It's just we simply designate it as a day of remembrance, but no businesses would close or there would be anything like a national holiday.
And there would be anything like time and a half because you're working on a holiday?
No. Okay. No. Further discussion on the motion. Seeing none, the motion before the committee is a due pass motion on House Bill 1173. Those in favor of this motion shall signify by saying aye, those opposed nay, and the Secretary will call the rolls.
Brown?
Aye.
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 Michaels?
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations.